The government is on a drive to attract 5 million tourists and earn $5 billion per year within the next 5 years, and has several plans in train to make this a reality. On today's edition of Going for Growth, Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett provides details on the state of Jamaica's tourism industry and plans for further development. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
1.2 billion people traveled across the world last year, and they spent $1.3 trillion. And Jamaica's share of that was less than 1%, because we had 2.5 billion in earnings.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. He believes Jamaica has all the necessary ingredients to experience significant growth in the sector, and he is championing efforts to unlock its latent growth potential. Jamaica is expected to record over 4 million tourist arrivals this year, putting us well within striking distance of the government's 5 million visitors per year target.
In terms of our projection for the 5 million in 5 years, we are likely to exceed it. And if we continue at the rate that we are now going, and with the new rooms that are likely to come on stream, Jamaica is well positioned to achieve those targets.
Increasing the number of arrivals per year will naturally require a greater number of hotel rooms to accommodate the visitors. Mr. Bartlett says several new hotel developments are planned, which will see some 15,000 new rooms created by the year 2021.
This year, this winter coming, we are going to be bringing nearly 2,500 new rooms into the inventory. The Charisma, 5,000 rooms, that the construction of which will start early next year. The expansion of a number of facilities in Montego Bay, the bringing into being of some of the new rooms in the Grill, and the expansion of the Sandals program in the Grill, as well as in Port Antonio, and the new rooms that are coming in Kingston with a new city hotel to be built, and another one that we are negotiating now. That will bring the 15,000 additional rooms that we spoke about by 2021.
As part of the thrust to create new markets for Jamaica's tourism product, the government is working to broker arrangements that will see more airlines taking passengers to Jamaica. This month, the minister will attend the World Roots Conference in Chengdu, China, the central meeting place for airline industry power brokers to discuss and implement air service. The conference will see more than 3,500 delegates from 350 airlines, 1,000 airports, and 300 tourism authorities from some 125 countries in attendance.
When we get back, all being well, we will have a presentation to make on some new route arrangements that will be here hopefully for the winter season and beyond.
Another plank in the government's tourism growth strategy is establishing Jamaica as the conference capital of the region. To that end, Cabinet has approved the transfer of ownership of the Montego Bay Convention Center to the Ministry of Tourism. The Tourism Ministry will assume responsibility for the operation, management, and marketing of the facility in partnership with the Ministry of Finance.
And it offers a great opportunity for us to be a center for meetings and short courses and all sorts of celebrations by different thinkers and professional groups. Jamaica can become the Davos for tourism, if you will, in the region.
Discussions are underway for further development of the convention center.
I'm in negotiations with some investors for a convention hotel and hopefully a major shopping complex that will all be within that area. So we would have an integrated development program right there at the convention center, and we'll be able to attract the kind of mix that we need to give the center the spur that it requires.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. Facilitating growth in the tourism sector is a key component of the government's plan to grow Jamaica's economy, and a comprehensive approach is being taken to achieve this objective. Look out for more exciting developments in this sector. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.